Loveland.
What's your name, sir?
Brandon Stefani.
Brandon?
Yep.
I'm James. This is my wife, Debbie. What's your name?
Brittany.
Brittany, nice to meet you folks.
Nice to meet you, sir.
How can I help you?
First off, what's your, just as a frame of reference, what's your primary grievance with LifeFest?
Yeah, LifeFest is built on evangelicalism, which is not of God. They have a lot of false ways, like their gospel is not biblical. They keep pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter. Most evangelical people are part of the world, and they go to church on Sunday, and the Bible calls us to repent, come out of the world. The Bible calls us to keep all false ways out of our lives, out of the body of Christ. This music is fleshly and carnal. One example is Skillet's going to be playing here. If you know about Skillet, they're a rock, heavy metal rock band, and they compromised to the point where he just played at Hellfest, which is a band for demonic occult people. And so the music is compromised. The evangelical faith is compromised. Bob Lentz, the founder of this, he's making money off of all this. They're making money. They're charging people to come and hear the so-called things of God. Jesus made a whip in John 2 when people were making money off the things of God. So that's another issue. And he prays with Roman Catholics and calls them his brother and sister. They have a total different Jesus and false gospel.
Wasn't the whip specifically to chase off thieves?
No.
From a church?
No. The whip was men had set up tables in the temple of God and were making money. Read about it in John 2. The temple of God today is his people. So they're making money off of the temple of God, God's people. They're claiming to be God's people. Most of these people are not God's people. Jesus said in Matthew 7, few are going to find eternal life. And yesterday I was telling people that in English that word few means puny. A puny number of people per Jesus is going to gain eternal life. The only ones that are going to gain eternal life is because of his death, burial, and resurrection and what he's done. You place your faith in him, then Jesus said, repent lest you perish. Repentance is not just feeling bad about your sin. Repentance is turning away and leaving your sin, okay? Which is coming out of the world, coming out of all false ways, Christmas, Easter, coming out of worldliness in your life, movies, TV, politics, entertainment. We must reject the world in our repentance. And then the Bible says you'll be born again by the Spirit of God. When you're born again, you get new desires. You don't want this anymore. You don't want the world anymore. You don't want to serve yourself and your flesh. You want to serve God. And then the fruit that you're born again is not that you come and do musical songs to God. See, God doesn't want that. God wants obedience more than sacrifice. This is like a sacrifice. People show up. They do this worship on Sunday. They do this music festival. Oh, God, I love you. It's all emotional. And then they go back into the world, live like the world. God doesn't want that. If you're married to somebody, you commit to them and they commit to you. Who wants a part-time partner? That's what people are to God. They make it a part-time thing, a hobby. So by faith, you repent, you're born again. Holiness and obedience. Scouring the scriptures to know that which is true. When you do that, you come out of the world. You stop doing all the things that God hates and you do what God loves. Living righteous, holy, separate, dressing different, talking different, acting different, spending your money different. And then you have to endure in the faith. You can't just say you're a Christian today, think you're going to get eternal life no matter what. You have to endure every day, every week, every month, every year.
If I may, didn't Jesus explicitly go out to mingle with the harlots, sinners?
But those people weren't claiming to be of Christ. Those were the worldly people. And I go into the world and I preach the gospel to them. But when I come to religious places, I call them out. What did Jesus do with the Pharisees? He called them out because they were in hypocrisy. This is hypocrisy. Does that make sense?
Do you mind if we go back to Skillet, if that's all right?
Skillet?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm wondering why, is it not possible for rock to be used
no,
as a tool?
No, because it's fleshly, and God didn't ordain it, and it's rowdy, and it's carnal. And the Bible says in Romans 8, we can't please God in our carnal flesh. The flesh is at enmity. Jumping around, dancing around, acting like this, doing all this stuff. And that, you know what the Bible says is the joy of the Holy Spirit? It's not jumping around and acting like that. If you look at the Greek Look at the Greek words, the joy of the Holy Spirit. Do you know what it is? And Jesus modeled this. Paul modeled this. Peter modeled this. John modeled this. John the Baptist modeled this. Ready? Calm cheerfulness. That's the joy of the Holy Spirit. Not jumping around, making a bunch of noise, screaming and yelling. Calm cheerfulness is the Holy Spirit. All that rowdiness you see is out of order. God says in 1 Corinthians, he's a God of order, not confusion.
The only thing I think of with that is David being naked, dancing.
First of all, David wasn't naked. He didn't have on his full king garb, so he wasn't fully naked. Yeah. And second of all, David one time in front of the ark of God, and if you look up the word dance, you know what it says? He whirled one time, and that was the Old Testament. We're in the New Testament. And so today we don't see, we're supposed to imitate Paul and Jesus, or excuse me, yeah, Paul and Jesus in 1 Corinthians 11. They didn't dance, they didn't rock out. Jesus gave us the Lord's Supper in Matthew 26, and then he said, and then they sang a hymn. So today we're in the Spirit. In the Old Testament it was flesh. Today we have the indwelling Spirit, and we actually are the instruments. Look at how John Cooper dresses. Look at how he tattoos himself like a worldly hooligan. Look at what he promotes. I have a testing on John on Skillet. You can look it up on my website on the Unbiblical Teachers blog. I got it linked right to the article on Life Fest. It's right on my Facebook page. It's on my website. He says he purposely writes songs to not offend anybody, and he waters it down and levels it so it doesn't offend anybody. The Bible says the gospel truth is offensive. The Word of God should offend you. You know why? You should repent and get your life in line with it. If it doesn't offend you, it's not going to do you any good. So man-made religion like this is always changing God's rules and law to make these people feel better. Entertain them, give them all kinds of stuff, make them feel good, tell them Jesus loves you no matter what. Grace, you're saved by grace alone, faith alone. You're not saved by grace alone, faith alone. You're saved by grace through faith, but it's never alone. It comes with holiness, obedience, and endurance. Because if God's Spirit in you, what's the Spirit of God called?
The Holy Spirit.
Is it called the worldly spirit?
No.
Is it called the carnal spirit? Is it called the compromise spirit? It's called holy. Holy means to be set apart. This is not set apart. This is like the world. This is fleshly. This is cultural Christianity. What I mean by that is it's not built on God's word. It's built on the culture. They've taken Jesus' name and overlaid it to the culture and said, do this, do that, and you're okay with God. You're not okay with God unless you repent and seek his kingdom with all that you are.
All right, we gotta go.
Yep. Test yourselves, don'tperish.com. We got articles. My email's on there. If you have any more questions, you can email me.
Thank you very much.
Nice meeting you. We love you.
Have a nice day.
Have a joyous day. Thank you for stopping.